Title: Unpacking FAR Case 2026-007, What the Overhaul Means for Improper Business Practices and Conflicts and Termination of Contracts. Content: In our first post covering the revolutionary FAR overhaul, RFO, proposed rules, we provided a high-level overview of the first four published by the FAR Council on June 23, 2026. As promised, this post will dig into the details of FAR Case 2026-007, which covers updates to Part 3, Improper Business Practices and Personal Conflicts of Interest, and Part 49, Termination of Contracts, along with the associated clauses in Part 52 of the FAR. One of the most significant updates in FAR Case 2026-007 is found in Part 49, which proposes to compress the deadlines for all termination-related submissions. In particular, the deadline for the submission of a termination settlement proposal has been significantly reduced from 1 year to just 90 days. We will discuss this further below. But first, an overview of the revised FAR Part 3. Revisions to FAR Part 3: while the FAR Council retained the statutory requirements governing improper business practices and personal conflicts of interest, e.g., 10 U.S.C. 4651, expenditure of appropriations, limitation, 10 U.S.C. 208, acts affecting a personal financial interest, 41 U.S.C. 3509, notifications of violations of federal criminal law, among others, revisions to FAR Part 3 focused on eliminating provisions that were obsolete, duplicative, or non-statutory in nature, such as references to Executive Order 11222, prescribing standards of ethical conduct for government officers and employees, from 1965, that has been superseded. FAR 3.301, because it was informational in nature, agency guidance in FAR 3.406. And the now obsolete Recovery Act whistleblower protections at FAR 3.907, because the underlying appropriations have long since expired. FAR 3.104-4, new procedures for justifying markings the agency believes are misapplied. One change that deserves attention is FAR 3.104-4, disclosure, protection, and marking of contractor bid or proposal information and source selection information, which governs how agencies handle the marking, protection, and disclosure of contractor bid or proposal information and source selection information. The proposed rule clarifies the procedure for challenging markings an agency believes were improperly applied. Rather than allowing a contracting officer to simply cancel or disregard a proprietary or source selection marking, the rule now requires the contracting officer to notify the offeror or contractor in writing and provide a defined period, not to exceed 60 days, for the contractor to submit a written justification substantiating the marking before the agency acts. Additionally, the proposed revisions to this subsection replace outdated cross-references to technical data procedures and codifies the statutory Freedom of Information Act protection at 41 U.S.C. 4702, confirming that proposals remain exempt from disclosure regardless of a dispute over markings. These revisions to FAR 3.104-4 provide a welcome process upgrade for protecting contractor proposal information and source selection information. Assuming these proposed revisions remain as part of the final rule, contractors should ensure their proposal and contracts teams, 1, are aware of the new procedures, 2, maintain open communications with the contracting agency, and 3, track any justification windows to provide substantiation letters by the requested date. If a contractor fails to submit its justification by the deadline, the agency may cancel or ignore the markings in question. Revisions to FAR Part 49: the rewrite of FAR Part 49 preserves the statutory framework that governs federal contract terminations, e.g., the government's right to terminate for convenience, the fair compensation principles, the excess cost recovery framework for defaults, and the subcontractor claim settlement requirements, and, like Part 3, removes provisions that are obsolete, duplicative, or non-statutorily based, such as narrative guidance or explanatory text contained in several provisions within Part 49AC, e.g., FAR 49-108-7, Government Assistance in Settling Subcontracts, FAR 49.113, Cost Principles, and FAR 49.405, Completion by Another Contractor. In addition to the aforementioned revisions, FAR Part 49 introduces several key changes to the audits of prime and subcontractor termination settlement proposals and the timeframes associated.